relationships, sex, passion with Dr. Lori Petito. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Welcome to Passion, it's all about love, sex, and relationships. Tonight on the program, Alternative Sexuality. It is the night we explore different ways people express their passion for sex. And our guests, Pierre and Catherine, well, one of them has made it in. The other one we're waiting for. Oh, here she comes, running in, beating the traffic. You guys made it in the nick of time.
Oh,
30 seconds to air time.
Thanks for your advice, but, because we were stuck in the middle of it. And
oh, yeah, we were all stuck in the middle
I'm
of it.
I'm still kind
okay.
of nervous now.
I know. Eh? It's like, okay, everybody catch their breath. We've made it. We're here. And Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com join us here every month to talk about kinky sex, to talk about what bondage, discipline, submission, domination, all of that actually means, and questions. Now, we've seen studies that show that half of the Quebec population is interested in kinky stuff.
It's always surprising to see these numbers, and actually it's
I'm not
it's going
surprised.
To be
of course you're not.
It's going to be interesting because it's part of our topic. We want to talk about how people can, you know, learn about BDSM.
Well, get introduced to it if they have an interest in it. Some people have zero interest, and that's fine.
That's fine.
Except that 50%, close to 50% of the population has either some interest or some experience with it, or at least in fantasy,
and
something that they would want. So
they're curious about it, I'm impressed by these numbers.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know how they measure up to other places in the world. But apparently we're a kinky bunch here in Quebec, but we'll just go with that.
You know what? There's a lot more to sex than missionary, isn't there?
Well,
you know.
I think so.
and you know, it's about exploration and personal journey. And I think a lot of people nowadays feel free within the relationships.
And tastes, and to
explore things and find. And, you know, it's amazing what to find you like and sometimes the things that you really think you're gonna like, you don't.
Right.
You know better in fantasy.
What was interesting, I got a message. I get texts, emails occasionally from this one guy who's a fetishist who enjoys wearing female underwear. And he always gives me updates, you know, his new girlfriend, whatever. And so he was telling me he's with a new girlfriend and his girlfriend is fine with it. And even,
great.
You know, he's even stretching his limits saying, you know, could I wear your underwear during the day, for example? And, you know, he writes me asking, well, it is, you know, do a lot of other men in their 50s do this? And it's not about, you know, how many. I don't know the numbers. But it's also, it's not about normal or abnormal. It's what fits for you and if it works within your relationship. So if it hurts your relationship, it becomes a problem. If it's distressing to you, it is a problem. But if it adds to your enjoyment, if you're not hurting anyone and you're doing something legal and your partner is all for it, then who's to say what's normal or not normal?
Well, that's the show. I think we could finish the show on this now.
Okay, see ya. 514-800 if you have a question for Pierre and Catherine of BDSM Circle.
You better text him in because apparently the show's over if you don't. So text us, guys. Text us.
Yeah, exactly.
But you were talking about what's normal and abnormal. And I think this is exactly it because for a lot of people, normalité, and we often talk about this, what BDSM is becoming mainstream. Fetishes is becoming mainstream. 10 years ago, latex outfit was something that people would see on the street and they would stop. Now we see shiny stuff all the time. I mean, the big...
Well, in terms of fashion, yeah, that's true. That has changed.
You know, collars. I remember the old gothic movement about 10 or 15 years ago. The lady would wear collars and
you know what's interesting? No, I just want to say something about that because when I was a teenager, let's say I was 19, 20, I was part of the punk movement, believe it or not.
Oh, adorable.
You know, and, you know, we hung out in London's, like, punk district, going to concerts. It was a really fun time. I outgrew that stage. But I remember the jewelry we wore back then were cuffs.
Yeah,
and people
sure.
wore collars. Well, they weren't collars. They were chokers, whatever they were. But there was – I don't ever remember the connection with BDSM or even sex. It had nothing to do with it.
No,
it had everything to do with the punk
absolutely.
Look.
Yep.
It was a clearly just a look. Fashion. It was a fashion. That was it. And so we're talking, you know, 35 years ago.
And you also had kind of a punk philosophy, too. Or for there's a lot of people for it. They had a punk philosophy. It's like you'll have like a rock and roll philosophy kind of that goes.
I don't quite remember what that philosophy was. But, except let's listen to really good music.
It could be. But do you know what I mean? So you'll get different sectors that will adopt different fashions.
Yeah, that's
even
true.
Even within the fetish community and within the BDSM community. Like for cross dressers, there's ones that are like, you know, sissies as opposed to ones that? That's ones that will help me up here.
Okay, sissies.
Because that's a kind of a derogatory, you know, we hear that word, I think of kids being bullied.
They want to be sissified, and it's usually in, almost like dolly looking outfits.
Like your gentleman who likes to wear ladies'
female
underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Some men want to be forced to be wearing ladies' lingerie mm-hmm. or clothing.
Forced feminine, like entre guillemets, forced.
Yes, you know?
Which is, yes, where they want the dom,
by their mistress,
by agreement, or the mistress, to supposedly force them. I mean, they could stop it if they want to, to wear underwear or things like that.
And that's called sissification or
sissifying. No, that's forced feminization.
Okay.
But sissification is often, it's more like a part of that almost. They'll often have like the ankle socks
mm-hmm.
and the almost like doll outfits.
Like poodle skirts?
They okay. might. There's mm-hmm. ones that will have poodle skirts, absolutely. Okay. There's ones that will look like in the 50s look, or there's different genres and mm-hmm. stuff all within it. And they'll be very specific about what they dress and what looks okay and what doesn't. And it's rather interesting to, if you can hear two of them talking about a third, right?
Okay.
It's very specific, the clothing.
Hmm. So that's one particular fetish you're talking about.
Yes.
It's a nuances of fetishes. It's basically transvestite, but
a nuance.
Nuances
of that.
About
yes.
it.
So
yes.
even within transvestism, we see a range of different
range.
Behaviors.
You have ones that want to look like a boy in a dress.
Mm-hmm.
You have ones that want to actually try and pass as a real woman,
right.
like as a natural woman mm-hmm. or biological, however you want to say
mm-hmm.
it. Or you'll have ones that want to look ugly, ones that want to look pretty or be, you know, they really want to look, their skin look smooth and
mm-hmm.
for others, it's the pampering part because they want to do like a spa day and things
mm-hmm.
like that with it.
And we should say, like in transvestism, you know, there's this belief that somehow this is that gay men engage in this when in fact it's mostly straight men.
Yes. Yep. I'd say a good 85 to 90% of men who cross-dress are totally straight. They're not even bisexual. They're heterosexual.
Completely.
Yes.
So
which really surprises most people.
And this is it. I mean, BDSM or relationship based on exchange of power are not complicated. It's just that there's so many nuances that people get lost in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. I mean, you just use common sense and often you can get away and do what you want to do. But because of these nuances and, people get lost.
There's a lot. I mean, again, there's such a huge range. There's nothing that's just black and white. There's so much variation in all of sexuality that, I mean, this is one of the reasons why I like to do this.
Just big, beautiful
this show,
world, isn't it?
Is that there's so much of that, so much variation that most of us aren't aware of a lot of these variations, you
mm-hmm.
know? So we're bringing it.
About it, we do our own BSM, but we like to talk about other people.
What
you
other
know?
People are doing.
And we discover things and we learn things all the time.
Yeah. 514-800 or 514-790-0800. If you want to talk to Pierre and Catherine of BDSM Circle, you have a question, you're new at this, you're You've been doing this for years. You want to share some of your own experiences. We'd love to hear from you here on Passion on CJ80.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Alternative Sexuality tonight on the program. That is your song.
Yeah, Sarah, I know, but Kaplan. I was expecting The Clash or something like this after you.
No, this is a good one. I like this one. So if you have questions about alternative sexuality, about BDSM, these are the guys, Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. This texter writes, my boyfriend and I are into kink and we both enjoy it.
Good.
The problem is, it's a big to-do. Always planned, with outfit, toys, et cetera, et cetera. But it's lost its spontaneity for me. It's almost routine now. How do I change it up? That's a really good question.
Well, it's the first question is, she the dom or the sub? Because it really, depending on kind of what role you're playing, it's okay. A lot easier to change it up if you're the dom. Okay. Right?
But I think I get what she's saying in terms of the planning. You know, if every time we do it, we have to plan this whole thing and blah, blah.
Actually,
like,
she's right. When we have our sub at home, you know, we have to make sure that the dungeon is ready, the toys are clean. Okay, what I'm going to do.
She's a sub. She's a sub.
The toys are clean already.
So it means that she's following.
Them. Sorry.
One at a time.
It's following the Erdam thing. So maybe he should learn, read stories and try to get ideas elsewhere.
Well, what? Is the Dom listening?
Doesn't matter. Okay. She'll transmit
just because,
the information.
Yeah, because you know what? It's sometimes as the sub, you know, they just have a conversation and maybe try some different places, even in the house, some doing different equipment, doing different lead up to it. You
and
know?
Is there a way to do it so that it's not so
well
planned,
there is.
You know,
I mean,
in terms
we have
of
a dungeon. That's how we do it on the spot because we've got everything in a room that we can just go in and go boom, boom, boom and take them off the wall.
Whatever
and grab
you
them
want.
Out of the, yeah,
at that particular
so,
moment.
So that's really helpful for us because you know, there's a lot of things we can do in that dungeon that doesn't – we can do kind of – because everything's ready in there and I know where everything is and I've got all the equipment.
And not
that
everybody
really helps.
Not everybody can create a dungeon in their house.
No. But
hello,
you know
kids,
what?
Don't go in this room.
No, but having a kit that's ready, be it a locked hope chest.
Okay.
Things like that. Having everything together in one spot, for instance. You know, having those kind of outfits or that your fetish clothes all together. These things kind of speed it up, right? So you can be somewhat spontaneity. But you know what? You don't necessarily need all the clothes. You know what? You can do a scene by just, you know, being naked and you know,
using nothing once in a while. Maybe.
Well, yes, or grabbing a wooden spoon and going in the shower. There's all sorts of, you know. Right. It doesn't have to be that. I mean, there is something that's wonderful about, you know, dressing up and having, you know, your full leathers on and that. It helps kind of with the ambiance, but... You know,
it might take a while to get it all together.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you can have scenes that are like kind of less formal as well as more formal ones where you're fully dressed and it's more planned.
It's almost like the quickies versus the whole
night
affair.
Yes. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
But,
you know.
But the thing is, you have read about stories, talk to other people. What do you do? You need to exchange about this. Maybe if you never try, let's say, roping, well, get ropes and try to experiment with this. Maybe you will like it. Maybe you will not. But if you try it, you know,
right.
It's just that there's a lot of dom that basically, and I'm going to give an example.
You get into a rut.
Yeah, they like the movie, you know, the porn movie, you know, first it's a blowjob and after that they do the, well.
It's always like there's a followed script.
It's a script and
it's always the same script, yes.
So change it, you know.
Right.
Use your imagination because. A lot of people, I think, they don't have enough imagination.
Right.
They were, at some point, and it stopped, and thank God it stopped, people were writing to us saying, how should I do my BDSM? How can I do a scene? And it's like, what's your fetish? And people
it's
would go,
too different for everybody.
That's
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
You do your fetish the way for you and what you want.
Right. Good. If you have questions for Pierre and Catherine, and they thank you, by the way, they just sent the thank you text, so you're most welcome. 514-800 to text in a question, or 514-790-0800. Pierre and Catherine run BDSMCircle.com. We're also going to talk about, everybody asks, and often we do get emails, you do, I do, about where people can meet up and talk about this, and you have what you call your munches, which are just informal lunches that you do at a restaurant where people who are not dressed up just come in and talk to like-minded people. So we'll find out about that coming up, and we'll answer some more questions as well here on Passion on CJAD 800.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Alternative Sexuality Tonight with Pierre and Catherine of BDSM Circle. This texter says, there used to be fetish clubs around the city. They have things like Stocks and the Cross, etc. Are there any left? Any you recommend?
We will not recommend any club because they change often. A lot of them, they don't have supervision, like what we call a dungeon master.
And who run them will change often.
So we cannot refer to any club. And actually, there are many regular clubs that have fetish night.
Okay.
And we're not great on this.
Just, if you go there, you know, go there maybe with another couple, right? So that if you decide to something, you can have two people that go up and stand by you if you're going to play things like this.
Okay, so in terms of you're saying like in terms of safety.
It's you know what? Not the safest. Okay. It's I don't want to talk anybody down in particular or anything, but it's just an environment when you have people, you don't have it roped off, you don't have it. It's not a very safe place to play. I mean, if you're going to go and basically want to clown around and get a picture for your Facebook thing, I guess it's fine,
you know.
But if you want to actually, you know, try and do something or have an actual play, it's not the way you should go.
And there's other situation. If the music is blasting, how can you hear your sub if he or she call for the safe word or something like this?
If there's something wrong. The lighting will be awful.
The lighting will be awful, so you don't always see. We try to do things
I wouldn't have thought of.
Well, you can't see if they're getting red, if they're getting bruised, right, when the lights are low.
Right.
Right? Huh. Or hear them.
I do. I have heard that there are also people who have dungeons who will rent them out.
Yes. The problem with dungeon is a lot of people open a dungeon thinking that they're going to be able to survive as a business.
As a business.
And you can't. So usually dungeon have a lifespan of about a year if you're lucky.
Or they're bite with a pro dom.
Or they're what?
Or it's a pro dom. Dungeon
where you can go in, dominatrix.
Where you may actually be able to, as a couple, go in and rent the space.
Usually,
right?
It's a small space.
And it's a small space, but that is okay, right? You could do
yes,
that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like people who rent out.
Yeah,
their
there
dungeons,
are places like
example.
that can do that. It's just, you know,
it's
use your own common sense. Check the equipment. Ask about it before you use it.
Cleanliness, hygiene,
right?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Not a bad idea to bring your own cleaning products and clean it first. I know I certainly have.
And
when I've taken subs places, we clean it first and stuff.
And if you go to a club that has a fetish night or a dungeon, some place like this, just to see what's happening, be logical. Use your common sense. If you see something that doesn't make sense, realize. Because some people are going to see things and say, this is the way it is done. And no, not always.
And may I also say, if you're going to go there to look, stand back. Don't get in their personal space when they're playing.
Don't touch the toys.
Don't touch the toys. Don't touch the people. Don't touch the sub. Don't touch the slave. It doesn't matter if she's crawling along on the floor. You don't have the right to touch her or him. You know, try and get out of the way if people are having a scene. If there's, even if you're sitting there and their scene is coming your way, it's politeness to you get out of the way when they're having
so these scene. Clubs would be that you'd be going there and watching other people do their scenes.
Yeah,
kind
often.
Of thing.
But the people doing it, it's not the greatest place to do it. That's a problem.
Okay. And
it wouldn't be the best option.
Not the best examples.
All right. Well, maybe you can give other examples for people where they can actually
but
go.
But actually, there's many clubs in Montreal that do this right now, but we don't
just
promote them.
So proceed with caution.
Yeah, well said.
Proceed
well
with
said.
Caution. News is next, and then more alternative sexuality here on Passion on CJD 800.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJD 800.
Let's talk about BDSM sex. Bondage, right. Discipline, domination, submission, fun masochism equals, right. Fun stuff for Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. It's not fun stuff for everybody, but apparently for most Quebecers, or at least half of Quebecers, they are interested.
Half of Quebecers admit it.
Yeah, that's true too. So, okay, we know there are a lot of people interested. There may not be a lot of people who know what to do, how to do, how to begin, who they should talk to.
It's worse than that. People are scared because BDSM in general have a bad reputation. Remember your party you made for your 16th birthday?
Yeah.
People wanted to meet us, but they were scared.
Yeah, there were lots of people there
waiting for you. That surprised us, by the way, right. But they were scared. It's like, what are we going to encounter in these people? And when they saw us, it was like...
They were incredibly delighted.
Is that what you meant? It's not the way we said it. Some of them were actually like disappointed. It's like, you look normal. I said, well, we are normal.
They thought you'd be all dressed up. All right. But you guys, for years now, have been putting together regular get togethers. Regular get togethers for people to come together. Just who are like-minded or who may be interested,
curious,
right?
People who are curious, people who have been doing it for years, people who have specific fetishes or questions or things like that. Basically, we all get together at a restaurant, okay? It's a very casual. A lot of people eat a lunch or a meal, and some people just have a couple of drinks. And... we talk. We're gonna have we're having one on Saturday.
Next Saturday and
this coming Saturday.
Sorry. We actually found a restaurant and people are amazing over there. By the way, they're very open minded. When we went there to talk about doing this, we had fun with these people.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because you saying it was a bit of a trouble spot in terms of
I'm
saying like before that finding a place.
Oh yeah, no, this place is great. It's in an industrial area, so it's really, really quiet. Tons of parking in the back.
So this is in Saint-Laurent?
It's in Saint-Laurent. It's called the restaurant is called the Saint James.
Okay.
It's on the corner of Bégin and Timmins. The actual address is 4,000 Timmins.
Okay. 4,000 Timmins. What time is that?
We're going to be there. Actually, we're going to go there for lunch for us, and if people want to join us, they're very welcome. Mm-hmm. Around 1:30, we're going to have, we call this a presentation, but it's actually a talk about BDSM with people that are there.
Who's talking?
We will. We will present a bit what BDSM is, and after half an hour, 45 minutes, if we can limit our talking to that little, because you know us, we're going to have a general discussion with people and Q&A, answering questions.
Okay.
But the thing is, we want people that listen to your show, that are curious, they want to know more. Not necessarily to be a BDSMer or something like this, but for all kind of people, if people want to get into the lifestyle and stuff
but
like
also
this.
Meet others who they can talk
to. Meet others, discuss things, meet others with similar kinks as well. I'm sure there'll be some female doms there. The last few, actually, we've had more female doms than male
usual,
doms.
Yeah, than male doms, which is unusual.
And actually more female doms than male submissives, which is unheard of normally.
Do you get a lot of people who are just curious see, just not who are necessarily curious about BDSM, but curious about the people?
Occasionally, but the thing is... If you're curious about the people, you're probably really curious about BDSM too.
Just come and join us. This is the thing.
Or an aspect of it. And a lot of people will say, I'm not like those crazy BDSMers. I just like a little bit of a spanking. Mm-hmm. Or I just like when we do this, but I'm not really BDSM. And we hear that all the time. And it's like, sure you are. You don't have to have a dungeon to be BDSM.
That's all part of it.
Well, yes,
well, that's
but
what the study
nobody
show.
Starts off yeah. like that. Right. No, we didn't start off with a dungeon.
Right. How long did it take before you had your dungeon?
Okay, well, not very long.
Gotcha.
But we met each other as BDSMers.
Yep.
And how did you meet?
On a kinky website to meet other BDSMers.
Okay, so again, you know, that's another way to meet people,
yeah,
right?
On our website, we have an ad section, mm-hmm. and we actually clear them out. And what that means
once a
is
year?
Once a year, so for 15 years, like mm-hmm. you get in other sites.
Okay.
A lot of sites, like if you put up an ad, even if you try and take it down, it will
you
still
can't.
Be up
yeah.
there for like ever.
For life.
Literally forever.
That's
so
how,
you
that's
know,
how they got all those Ashley Madison people.
Well, that's how they. Well, that and it's like a million, and they'll have like a million ads on there. Well, yeah, but how many are actually current and real people right. and real?
And yeah. this is why we organize these type of events, because we want people to have a situation where they're not feeling threatened or worried about things. And this and it's the first time we can actually say on the air
where it is,
where it is. Because. In the past, we had to ask permission from, you know, from restaurant owner to do this, and they would freak out. You know, we don't want people like you here. Well,
right.
we, didn't come
we don't
here
want
for
to
years.
Be associated or, with that. Right?
So this is why these people are so great. And by the way, they want to participate. Actually, they're going to. They offered us a gift certificate for a sex shop.
Oh, that's
to help
nice. Having a door
it's
prize.
It's a door prize. It's from them. I mean, we're amazed by these people.
Good.
Yeah.
And
well,
that's good.
Nice.
And just so you understand, there's parking in the back. There's parking in the front. So, and it's a quiet
and
place.
And a liquor license.
And a liquor license.
So there you have it. So that's at noon on Saturday. So if you want to meet like-minded people or you have questions, you want to meet Pierre and Catherine, you want to ask, you know, things in person.
And experienced people are certainly welcome, too.
Yes.
And we expect experienced people as
Actually,
well.
Actually, they share with others, which
exactly.
is also really good.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. There'll be like a bunch of people talking.
It's like a little community.
Well, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Because remember, we like to meet new people, and this is why we do this. We had to stop doing the munch lately because life is crazy.
Well, you guys, you know, work full time and you're busy and this and that, and you run the website and you have a lot
and
of
your
stuff
show,
going
your
on.
Your show, sometimes we have to work hard because you give us some work.
Well, I don't give you that much work. Come on. Be real.
Yeah. Yes,
I
Mistress.
I just keep you up late once I'm on it.
That's it.
I mean, really.
but that's the thing is people want to get into this. They have problem to find an entrance, you know, to find information to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the nuances we were talking earlier, they get mixed up. And this is why we want people to understand, you know, that actually it's quite simple.
Mm-hmm. I have to say something. You know what? So many people feel alone. They have an interest in something. They feel, you know, drawn to it or that's what inspires them or whatever. And, you know, you feel alone and you don't have to. Come on out, meet other people. You'll see that, you know, we're disappointingly normal. That's the one thing. If you're going to be disappointed, it'll be because we're so normal. You know, we look like we could be living next door to you, and we might be. And,
actually, we
and
do.
You know, and it's in a great place, and I hope everybody comes.
Well,
out.
What's interesting also is that, you know, usually people like-minded in the fetish community or what have you meet online. Like online communities exist everywhere.
Oh yes,
but real life communities are harder to find. Like where people meet in real life in real time.
There's something about seeing somebody face to face. I mean, you know what?
It's connecting.
We are who we are, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not really a 13-year-old boy that you're talking to online, you know, because.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because,
right.
you know, you don't always know who's online.
That's true, too.
And
that's true, too.
And the thing is, for people doing this, you know, online, it's the way they do their BDSM. Some people are actually surprised to learn that we really do this for real. I have people going, "We do this for real?"
Mm-hmm.
Say, well, what do you think we did? You know?
Right. Why do you think we talk about it?
But that's the whole point. And usually the old player don't like these type of people to get around because I can understand.
What is it, like an old boys club or something? Like what, you know, private?
It's like what's
very
called
protective.
The old guard.
Oh, the old guard.
Yes,
okay.
We've been called old guard many times, actually.
That actually comes from the gay leather.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. I don't know if I should probably be honored.
More with Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com here on Passion. If you have questions, 514-800 or 514-790. 800. I'm Dr. Lori Battito, and you're listening to CJD 800.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Battito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Alternative Sexuality tonight on the program, Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. And if anybody is interested, Saturday at noon, they're having what they call a munch, which is just a get-together lunch, like-minded people get together and, you know, talk about this. You can hear them talk about what BDSM is. So it's good for beginners, but it's also good for people who are already in there and can share, meet other like-minded people. It's taking place at 4,000 Timmins.
Timmins,
exactly. At corner of Beijing.
The restaurant is called the St. James.
The St. James Restaurant. And
actually, if people want to make sure, they can write us, you know, on our email to kind
to
of
confirm.
Reserve. So,
okay.
So
we'd appreciate it.
You just have to write at bdsmcircle@hotmail.com. I mean, it's that
okay, so
simple.
bdsmcircle@hotmail.com would be best if you did reserve your spot and tell them how many people are coming.
Yeah, and we're going to put the information on the website tomorrow night because, believe it or not, some people keep us very late up when we wake up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I know, eh? Sorry. Sorry, that's my bad.
So you're bad, but yeah. And it's great because we talk to people about, you know, all kind of stuff. And often experienced people have questions for us. And some of them are tough.
Like what?
Well, it could be some very, you know, precise question about how do you do some type of roping or, you know, bondage. And trust me, we have to do research. You're not the only
and
one.
And sometimes it's relationship stuff because, you know what, if you're going to maintain like the, do actually the roles or that dynamics and carry it into other parts of your life, you know, there's things you have to deal with. And so we often find that couples who are working through that will ask us for advice on how to make it work.
So how often can we talk about that a little bit? Because there's this the sub, the dom, the submissive, the dominant, or the switch. You could be both.
Yep.
But that we think about that in the bedroom.
Right.
What about outside of the bedroom? Are you saying that these dynamics often play out
some people
in everyday life?
Some people
absolutely
will use this in their relationship and their everyday life. It's going to be hidden. They're going to have little signs, the way things are done, things are addressed. But yeah, some people, they have the need to be control all their life.
And it's weird because we kind of fight that in our society. It's like, don't be, you know, we tell women, don't be controlled by, you know,
by
chauvinist pig man or whatever, you know, like
but,
you don't want that. You don't
want
to be with somebody like it. You don't want to be with someone old fashioned who wants this
exactly
kind of thing.
Exactly. That would buy you an outfit because he thinks you look beautiful in it and want you to wear it. There you go. And you know what? There's different ways of looking at it. It's not necessarily, you know, he made me wear this today, right? It's
right. That would be abusive.
It would be, but that's not the case, right? They're excited to be told what to wear, and they like to be told to wear a mini skirt today because we want you to look hot, you know, things like that would excite them. So, a lot of people also find that the lead up to it.
But you know what? I guess what is confusing,
it's almost like 2-3 days of foreplay.
But it's the difference between being with somebody who is controlling and tells you what to do and where it feels abusive versus when someone tells you what to do because you want them to tell them what to do.
That's what a safe word is for.
And this is where the negotiation comes in because you're going to say, this is what I need, and the dominant person is going to say, okay, I can do that or not. And
so a submissive might say, you are not going to tell me what to wear. Sorry, I draw the line at that.
Yeah, it's a line.
Yes,
it's a limit.
Of course. They could say, you know what, I just am
and
not
they,
comfortable with that.
And they should if they're not comfortable. And that's the whole point.
But then again, maybe they'll go out into a club wearing something a little more daring or a little bit more low cut or high cut than they're used to and find it really exciting and thrilling too. So sometimes, you know, there's things where, you know, you can push limits and it can be really fun and exciting, or it can be something that's like, no, I'm not comfortable with this. I don't want to wear it.
You
that's something that's negotiated. That's
right.
That's part of it. And that's why we have safe words.
Right.
So
which from the outside you may not see.
Nope.
And this is why I want to point this out, because sometimes you see, we may you know, maybe if I was watching somebody give an order to somebody else, I might think, uh-oh, you know, this seems abusive, without knowing the intention, without knowing the pre-negotiation that this couple went through, without knowing any of that information. How do I know they're not engaging in role play at that point?
Well, you cannot know.
It's in a club.
But they can say something like, dear, would you please do this? Which means basically, like, do this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you turn it around.
A lot of it is very subtle, mm-hmm. right? Well, I've seen other people where it's, you know, they're in a grocery store and one's walking ahead and the other one is like, you know, pushing the cart. And I know that's the sub. Right, in this case.
Can't they just be a normal, like a regular couple? Why does that have to be a sub?
Well, because, no, I know the couple.
Oh, you know the couple. Oh, okay, you know the couple. Okay, I'm like, boy, she can read into all of that.
Okay, no, just because you're pushing the grocery.
You must have fun at Costco.
But doing people watching is quite interesting.
Well, those carts are kind of big.
Yeah, well, you know, if you go people watching to see who carts
who. No, but what I'm saying, you're so silly tonight.
But, go ahead. Let Catherine finish.
Oh, so you're going to get me all mixed up again.
No,
you did this to me.
I do that to you on purpose.
Yeah, I know you do.
I throw you off your game. You're listening to Alternative Sexuality. We still have a few minutes left with Pierre and Catherine. So if you've got questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you tonight on Passion on CJ80.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Vitito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Alternative Sexuality, once a month, we focus on BDSM, bondage, discipline, domination, submission.
Kinky stuff.
Masochism. Does people still use the word sadism?
Yes.
Yeah, but the word sadist or sadism is...
It just sounds so harsh.
Well, but it's kind of changed.
People don't use it in the right context.
One at a time.
Sorry.
Boy, do you do this at home, you two?
Oh, yeah.
As a married couple, do you ever listen to each other?
when we do our workshop, this happens. And people are going, what?
Oh, it's best when he's talking French and I'm talking in English. So
it's like in stereo, like one at a time. Let her talk. Let him talk. I'm kidding, you know. Go ahead.
But the word sadism is now used out of context. Some people call themselves, I'm a big sadism. And it's like, no, you don't draw blood. You don't make people yell and pain because you broke their leg.
Ew.
You know? No, that's the whole point is when I play with a sub and I do S&M, I do S&M within the boundary. I do S&M within the limit.
It's consensual.
The consensual part. Yes, in theory, I'm called a sadist. But mm-hmm. I'm not a sadist because I could never break your leg or...
Right. No. You don't want to really hurt somebody.
No, I work within the barrier that I'm giving.
Right. Your wife wants to talk now, Pierre. Can she?
Oh, yeah, she can.
Okay. I like to hurt people. It's really fun if it's consensual and they're, you know what, I'm a really nice person and I would never normally hurt somebody who wasn't consensual. It'd be terrible. Oh, my God, I'd feel so bad.
Right.
But, you know, when I have someone who's going to think about it later and think this is fabulous, yeah, that's fun. It's fun to hit somebody. I know it sounds.
I only hit when I'm boxing. Or
yeah, well,
kickboxing.
Okay.
And
that's
great example.
Something is like boxing. You know, you're hitting people. I don't box. I slog.
Okay, but I'm boxing somebody
who's
you know,
consensual and also wants
yeah, that's
it.
True.
That's right.
A professional probably can take the hit.
Well, who's using, you know, these things
right,
to absorb
but I mean,
the hit.
Yes,
believe
well,
me.
But would you?
You're not getting punched in the face.
I'm not flogging people
in the face either. Although, you know, now I've said it, I'm going to have to try it. But, you know.
No.
There's some
but,
small flogger for that.
Yeah, but seriously. I mean, you know, it's kind of, it's a lot like an extreme sport.
So, okay.
You should know what you're doing and be safe about it and have a thrilling, wonderful time.
BDSM, yeah. The extreme sport of sex.
Actually, it is. It's extreme sex.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the same problem as extreme sport. Somebody who will, I will use this example, somebody who climbs a mountain using some pieces of rope and stuff like this, is going to kill himself.
That's quite true.
But somebody who learn about how to climb a mountain and what the techniques are and get the proper equipment.
Probably practiced on some climbing walls before
right,
they went
right.
up.
You wouldn't be climbing Everest your first time climbing.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
Same deal.
BDSM is exactly the same thing. And this is
great analogy.
This is why you have to start slowly. This is why you have to do the research. This is why you have to.
And great analogy.
The journey on the way. It's fun to climb your first climbing wall. It doesn't have to be a mountain the first time.
Might be a bit scary. But that's okay, too, right?
But you start slowly. You start with a small wall.
That's right. Guys, thank you very much. We'll catch up with you again the first Wednesday of August.
Is there a firework?
maybe. I think they'll be over. But we'll find out just in case. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks to Dave Simon and Master Control. Thanks to all of you for your texts and for listening in. News is next, then the comedy show. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. And please remember, life is short, so do take the time to smell the flowers and indulge your passions.
Listen to Passion with Dr. Lori Vetito live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD and CJAD.com.